Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your crazy, stupid love couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, August the 8th, 2011.
And this is episode Deuce Deuce.
Deuce Deuce. I like this number.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite numbers.
2 times 11.
You are going to do it every episode, aren't you?
22 divided by 2.
So this episode 22.
44 divided by 2.
And this is 8811. I guess 8-2011, and we're bringing to you a new episode of the At Valentine Podcast.
And we're sponsored by MapHook at MapHook.com.
Go and hook your life and let everybody know how you hook.
Exactly, because everybody likes to hook.
I can't say that with a straight face. I really try.
Well, who doesn't like to hook?
Everybody likes to hook. You can hook, but you can hook with your friends,
right? And you can hook with your partner.
You can hook with your family.
Yes.
You can hook with your pets.
Hey, you can even hook with strangers that you have never heard about.
And so you can find all that at maphook.com.
And you can get hooked up with some other hookers on the application. What?
Yes, other hookers.
The people that use the application. For MapHook, because it is awesome.
Okay, how was your weekend? So we can stop talking about hookers.
Well, there's nothing wrong with hookers. They need a living too. Well, we need a living too.
We need a living.
We are hookers.
How was your weekend? What'd you do?
Man, my weekend was pretty good. You know, I was on call, so I was on call.
You hate being on call. You're grumpy.
It is like taking on two jobs at once, almost.
You turn into like a big grouch. You're just like, I'm calm. Rah, rah, rah. It's like you change, like from like that Wednesday to a Thursday. It's like complete 180.
It's usually actually, you know, this time it didn't happen. You know, because last time I was on call, I kind of had geared up for it. You know, I went on this emotional roller coaster before I went on call. You remember?
Yeah, I think I remember.
And this time I tried not to do that. You know, I was.
Yeah, you weren't as bad, but then you got grumpy like in the past couple of days. You were grumpy.
That's just a lot of stuff. You know, I wished, there is a lot of stuff.
So, but you're on call.
Yeah, I'm on call. So we'll see how it goes if we're going to be quiet for this hour and hour plus while we're recording.
Well, hopefully with your great editing skills, they won't even know if you get a call.
Hey, how did you like the editing skill last week?
That was awesome. See, they have no idea what we're even talking about. That was awesome.
They do, because I didn't edit it out at all.
Oh, that's right.
With the food, doing the food error.
Oh, yeah, how I messed up.
Yeah, and I said I was going to go back and edit it out. And I was like, screw it. Let's go. you know. Just let it go. That's awesome.
This is real life.
It is. So.
Play a lot of WoW.
Yeah. Played a lot of WoW. I was home alone for a little bit on Saturday. So I had plenty of time to just, you know, relax, chill out and play a little WoW. Actually, I didn't play a whole lot of WoW, actually.
You know? While I was gone?
Yeah. So I just kind of, you know, meddled around on a different stuff, hung out with Serb and Frisco some.
Aw, I like Serb and Frisco.
Oh, Mumble.
I like them. They're pretty cool dudes. Maybe I'll hang out with them later.
Yeah, they try to get me to play a little, try to re-download Vindictus.
Don't let them bring you.
No, I'm not doing that. I don't have, you know, I already did that. And you know I can't catch up with them, so.
Yeah, it's hard.
When
they play games, they play hardcore.
Right. I did do my Archer Tournament dailies on Cowboys so that I could get the two pieces of heirloom gear, you know, because that made me get to like 120. So I was able to get two pieces of heirloom gear. And, you know, I was going to run some randoms and stuff, but I was like, meh, I just didn't feel like it. I just didn't feel like it. But what about you? I mean, you had an exciting weekend.
Kind of. The only thing I did different that you didn't do is go to a baby shower.
Right.
I went to a baby shower. It was for my mom's friend's daughter. I mean, I have known her since before she was born, basically. Right. They've been friends that long. Oh, but, wow. She's having a baby. And she's all grown up. And it just feels, makes me feel old. Really? But, she had a great baby shower though. It was, her dad is from Jamaica. So it was a Caribbean themed baby shower. And lots of bright colors all around. They had Jamaican jerk chicken and what they call peas and rice, but it's really beans and rice for the food. And she likes owls, so there are owls everywhere. The cake was so cute. It was like a little owl cake. And she got a lot of nice gifts.
Okay.
So it was nice. So congratulations to Diana. Her baby boy is going to be called Kingston after Kingston, Jamaica.
Well, okay.
So it was fun. It was fun. I was there. The twins were there and my mom was there and, you know, my mom's friends.
Right.
All her loud friends were there.
Well, that's how you guys are normally on Thursday. I mean, on Sundays when we go to family dinner.
Loud? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you right at home.
It was funny. I was glad that we only played one game because I'm not big on games at showers. I'm kind of mean like that. But, we played the game. She put on a button-down shirt, and she put a X and red tape across her belly button, and then everybody had to try to pin the baby picture on the X, I guess.
Okay.
And I did okay. I didn't win. Kim won. She won a gift card to Target.
How much was it?
I don't know, but I was jelly. So, so we went to the baby shower, and then went to one of my favorite places to eat.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites too. We went to Rafferty's.
Rafferty's is good. And Rafferty's is pretty local. So, you probably don't know it if you don't live in Tennessee, Ohio, or Kentucky.
Right.
It's a steakhouse kind of. Well, it's more than a steakhouse. It's a regular restaurant with a variety of food. But, one thing you notice as soon as you walk in, they actually use a real wood, smoke oven.
Yeah. And their Jackson Hole Filet.
It's good. It's one of their best steaks.
It is. It was really good.
So I like their food. They can be a little pricey, but I treat myself every now and then.
Right. So it was funny when we got there because the straws from the server they had these splits down the side, and we literally had to get like 3 to 4 sets of straws from her because they were defected, and it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, and like, I was just gonna say, that's okay, I'll just stick it far enough in the water, so, I can just suck the water out or whatever, but she was like, here, keep trying, so just.
And then she just put like a handful on the table.
I and know, and then we just started unwrapping them.
It was so hilarious.
It was great, so.
Yeah, it was pretty good. She was pretty cool, so.
And then Jay started singing toward the end of the meal.
Disturbing
everybody else, kinda.
What was I singing?
I don't know, you're singing. I know we were singing Rick James, and then something else came on. And I know we were disturbing other people around me, but how can you not sing to Rick James when he comes on?
She's a very freaky girl.
And you don't take on the mother. So, I like Rafferty. Thanks for going with me, Jay. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. You know, Sunday, we went over to your folks' house, speaking to Talking Loud.
So, yeah, my folks, there are two things we do every Sunday at dinner. We, everybody tries to talk over everybody.
Yes.
So the volume escalates as the evening goes on.
Yeah. As you see on the podcast, you know, you witness it a little bit, but it's only one person. So I just back down when Renee, you know, chimes
when,
in.
Oh yeah. When I just start talking over you just like that.
Right. Exactly.
So that's how family dinner is, but nobody backs down. So everybody just, the volume of their voices just keeps going up, and it's so funny.
Yeah, and it's like 4 conversations going on. And it's like, the funny part is somebody will be talking to your mom, and then they'll start another conversation, your mom's still talking. I was like.
I do that. Like, my mom will be talking to Kim about something, and I'll just jump in and say, hey mom, what was that thing that you did in the what the who last week? And
this is crazy.
Another thing we do that makes Jay laugh all the time is that we always tell the same anecdotal stories
every single day.
No, not every single Sunday.
Every sometimes single we, Sunday almost.
Sometimes we skip Sundays, but
and then we always talk about how, you know, the stuff that you have down in the basement. And what you want to do with some stuff.
We had to clear out all the stuff that's in the basement that's ours that we left after college. And she says, whose deviled egg plate is that? Do y'all know whose deviled egg plate that is?
Ooh.
And everybody's like, Mama May. Cause that's what we called my great grandma.
Right.
And, and so awesome. there's like 5 or 10 different stories that Jay has heard over and over. And then it's so funny. Like when I look over him, he has a face like, I've heard this before.
No, I'm usually looking at my phone and you look at me like, hey, this is a true story you haven't heard. And I'm looking and like, I've heard his story before. You know,
like I've heard it from you and I've heard it from your mom.
Right. So,
but it's like going over the family dinner. I mean, it's only one day a week. My mom doesn't press me too much. And if I really didn't feel like going, I'd be like, Mom, not this week. And she would be like, okay. She would do that thing like, I really, really wish you would, but okay.
I haven't seen you all week.
Because if she hasn't seen me, I'm dying.
I haven't seen my mom since Thanksgiving.
Well, your mom doesn't live here. It's different. If your mom lived here in town, we would definitely go see her mm-hmm. more. Do you think she would want to move here one day?
I don't know.
Mm.
But we also went to the comic book store.
Because we go to the comic book store, and it's awesome.
Yes, and while we were there, oh my gosh. There's been plenty of times we walked into this comic book store and Dan tried to sell us up on
He always tries
stuff.
To upsell something. Hey, I have this new what you want to check out?
But this Friday, he did not have to. We walked in and we just saw these little cute little vinyl figures and they looked amazing.
I was drawn immediately. They're adorable.
And I was kind of like, yeah, they're cool. You know, man. And then all of a sudden, Renee pulled out one and said, he has Chuck D. I was like, what?
Your face, your eyes got big. You were like, what?
And he was like, yeah, I have Run DMC and Jam Master J back there too. I had a Flavor Flav, but I already sold it. And I was like, oh my gosh, go get me Run, go get me DMC, go get me J. And so I got Chuck D, DMC and Jam Master J. I put Run on hold and Flavor Flav is supposed to be ordered. So I'm going to call him this week to see if he ordered it. And if he didn't, I might have to go to Amazon.
Because
and get it from
it might,
there.
Yeah, you might not be able to get it online, but they're adorable. And, so I left the East Coast crew to Jay and I got a Hulk and a Thor. And we actually put some links in the show notes. I have a video to mine and Jay has a picture to his.
Yeah, I'm making my East Coast All Stars. I just crockered you.
And mine are actually, you did. Mine are actually bobbleheads.
Right.
And so they're part of my new toys at work. So, go and check them out. You can get them from Funko.
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 Funko.com.
Well, that's the company that makes them.
So, and you can order some of them from them, but, also check out your local comic book store or they might be able to order some for you.
Yeah. So. You might even be able to find them on Amazon. Don't go order the Flavor Flavs all up before I get there.
You don't want the Flavor Flav. You don't want that cute little Flavor Flav with his gold teeth.
And
you don't
his
want
big
that.
Clock and his green
You don't
hat.
Want that.
Yeah.
I did notice, that, I mean, when the toys are on my desk, it makes me just want to push down their heads. So.
Yeah.
I like them.
That's cool.
So, do I move on to tech?
Technology.
And of course, our tech is minimal today.
It is. It's been minimal. You haven't been stretching your tech muscles lately.
I'm gonna
you
call
are
dog
the tech.
On it.
You are the tech person around here.
Right.
But it was brought to my attention that there is a new gaming PC company that I haven't heard of out there.
Right.
It's called Alpha Dog Systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a link in the show notes. And it seems like they are very high end systems, but they seem to be, you know, really quality, you know. Their Airy series, it's standard with dual graphics card and liquid CPU cooling, which is, you know, it's
right.
Big time. So, I just thought it was interesting because it's a big competitor for Doghouse and Alienware.
Right.
And there's not really a whole lot out there that cater to gaming PCs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think their highest the highest price they have is $5,000.
Yeah, so, $5,000.
You're probably pretty serious to pay that much, but, yeah. We haven't checked the specs out, so it actually might be worth $5,000.
Well, I'm kind of looking now.
Oh, are you looking at the specs now?
Yeah, I don't know.
You aren't sure about that one?
The liquid cooling is cool, you know, I don't know. We may need some other people to step up to the plate and let us know if that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that is expensive. I mean, yeah, that's expensive.
So go and check those out. If you're looking for a gaming PC, make sure to include those in your search, because it's always good to have more options than less. So I like competition. Bring it on.
And that's at alphadogsystems.com.
Yep.
Media.
Yeah. You sprung that on me. I was about to say, and now we're going to go into media, but you just sprung that on me.
Yeah, yep, I sure did.
So we're in media. I've been. Shut up. Butthole. So.
We've been doing some TV watching.
I have been. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Project Runway. Okay, so this came on week before last.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited because I love Project Runway. Okay. Yeah. I am one of the least fashionable people in this entire world. I don't even know what kind of clothes look good for my body, but yet I love watching a fashion show.
So do you like the drama?
No, I like I like seeing how a talented person can make an outfit out of some bolts of cloth.
Right. But you also like the drama?
A little bit, but I mean, they make these beautiful, sometimes ugly clothes out of, you know, just cloth. And,
right. And
it always amazes me. And, you know, I like how some people, like, I even know when something's really ugly. I'm like, really?
Right.
You made that?
Right.
I mean, I couldn't have done any better, but I mean, they're supposed to have some skill when they come on
here. Like, you made the cut. Really? What's going on here?
And like, somebody got immunity for the next challenge.
Right.
He totally squandered it. And he even said he wasn't going to really try because he had immunity. And the judges hate that. But
so my thing is, I don't even see why he did that. He must not watch the show, because they do.
I know. In the back of their head,
they still store that, you know, he was lazy this time, you know.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, look. It's the 8 seasons in or something like that. I don't remember how many, but it's right. A lot, or 6 or 7. It's a lot of seasons in. You should know how this game works.
Well, honestly, though, he had a rough couple of years, so maybe he wasn't watching. So, but
Jay's awesome because he always watches my reality television with me.
I do, and it's funny because your dad was like, "You watch that?" Yeah,
and you're like, "Yeah," because I mean, why not? You know?
Yeah, I mean. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't take away anything from me. So, yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. I enjoy it, actually. I like seeing some of the creativity. And, you know, my cousin, she's a designer as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and she lives in New York, and she has her own line. And she also works for a big company as well. So.
Right. And watched a couple movies.
Oh, my gosh. We watched Sucker Punch.
Okay. All right. So, I've heard people say that this was really good.
Right. Well, I've heard people also say it was bad. I have heard people say that. Because yeah. I know when it first came out and they were talking about going to the movies, they was just talking about, you know, girls in miniskirts shooting guns. But, you know, that was the only best part about it.
I mean, it started out and it had potential, like the storyline. Yeah. But then it just got kind of weird, and then it was like, okay.
The whole movie was weird. To me.
I mean, the beginning was good. I like how they did the first 15 minutes.
Yeah. And it was just really weird.
So Sucker Punch,
we gave it 2 stars.
Yeah, we gave it 2 stars.
And I saw somebody say that, it was like their 4th time watching it and they enjoyed it just as much.
Yeah.
And I guess they're seeing different stuff. I mean, I don't know if it's one of those movies that grow on you or what. But.
Yeah. It's just about this girl who uses fantasy to escape from her reality. And the fantasy parts are very disjointed a little bit.
Right.
And most of them correlate with reality a little.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the third one made no sense at all. For the it didn't correlate to reality like the other ones have been doing. So I was like, why not this one? I don't know.
It was just odd. I'm trying to remember the third one.
Fourth one?
What was the third one?
The fourth one.
Or the one you're talking about?
The one that didn't get completed.
Oh, okay.
That one. It didn't. It was weird. But so Sucker Punch was a 2. I was disappointed. Now, I did enjoy the CGI. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
but that's the only thing I really enjoyed about Sucker Punch. And
yeah, the effects were great, and the lighting was cool. How they did some of the, you know, the way that the coloring and some of the scenes and stuff like that was really good. I mean, it was a beautiful movie. I'll say that it was a good movie graphically. I would actually like to see it if I had saw it. I'd have been curious to see how it looked on Blu-ray. You know?
Yeah. So it was probably really nice and clear on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I would have wanted to pay to see it in the theaters. Even though the effects would have been, you know, big screen.
It'd been too loud.
Yeah. And, oh, that's another thing Jay was talking about with somebody on Twitter. How the dialogue in movies is really quiet. But then all the action's really loud.
Oh, my gosh. It's just like they just turn it up to, like, 100, you know, for the action scenes. You're like, really?
I don't know why they do that.
You know, and it's just crazy. I don't understand why they're doing that now.
And watch the second movie, which was better, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, we went to go see, it's the title of our show, Crazy Stupid Love.
Yep, starring Steve Carell and Julianne Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma Stone.
Yep.
And,
You can do it.
Oh,
because I don't Ryan. Know.
Do you know?
Nope, I don't.
Nope. I was almost there. I have one more.
All right.
Ryan. No, not Ryan.
Okay.
I fail.
All right.
So the,
you can look it up.
I almost had the third one.
If you want.
I know that Kevin Bacon's in it.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Bacon's
Bacon.
And the good thing is I didn't know Kevin Bacon was in it before we went to go see it.
Yeah, well, I saw it on a poster outside.
Right.
So that's how I knew. I was like, oh. Kevin Bacon's in it.
Well,
oh,
I saw it then, too.
Marissa Tomei is in it.
I did see it then, but we had already paid for the ticket, so I was kind of like, oh.
Oh.
You know, and I just think my dislike of Kevin Bacon is from my dislike of Kevin Bacon is just from the whole bacon craze.
Oh, you're so weird.
But who is it?
Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
I was close.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was a good movie. It was a reminder to look at the love you have and love the love you have, I think. And watching, I was like, oh, I'm glad I have Jay.
Yeah, and I'm glad I have you too, babe.
I know, and you better not leave me or I'll jump out of a moving car.
I got you, baby. I got you, baby.
So check it out, Crazy Stupid Love. I mean, it's not one that you have to go see in the theaters. It's definitely one that can wait.
Yeah.
For a DVD rental, but definitely check it out. It has a nice twist in there that I didn't expect.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I'll say it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
And plus, I love Emma Stone. Her look is so unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not that pretty girl. She's really pretty, but she's not the conventional Hollywood pretty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're
know?
Saying.
She just looks different.
Right. You know how I am. I'm always... I like the imperfections and stuff like that. So,
right.
But anyway, and Planet of the Apes came out this weekend, so people were surprised that we didn't go see that.
And we chose to see Crazy Stupid Love.
Right.
So why don't you want to go see Planet of the Apes, Jay?
I'm not sure if I'm ready for the old monkey face, man.
The monkey face is a little bit of Uncanny Valley. I think we talked about this a little bit.
Yeah,
last
we talked
week,
about it last week a little bit.
It's, you know, people are like, why not? And like, but everybody's saying how great it is.
But you know what? I mean, at the on-call, we can go see it. We can go see it this coming
really?
Weekend.
Really? Yeah. I thought you didn't want to see it.
I mean, it's
what about The Help? The Help is this. Oh, we can see both.
Yeah, we can do a Saturday and Sunday
or
something.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, come on now. You remember the Independence Day movie-a-thon we had where we saw like 7 movies in one day.
Oh, we didn't. Oh, yeah.
We went to
was
see
it?
Hancock. We saw Wall-E. We saw Memento.
We did see a lot of
we
movies that
Cars.
Day.
We saw Cars.
No, that was it.
No.
No
then
wasn't?
We went to go see Jaws.
Oh, yeah. We did see Jaws that night.
And I thought we saw something else.
Oh, yeah. I think we came home and saw something else.
Yeah, we saw like 5 or 6 movies. Labor Day. Independence Day.
So seeing two on 2 days won't be a big deal.
So. Right. So we can do that. I don't see why we can't. I'm gonna, everybody is hyping up, you know, about this whole Planet of the Apes thing.
Everybody's like, the CGI is great and the acting is great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be like, having nightmares and stuff like that, but, you know, I'll go see it. I mean, I like the old school Planet of the Apes and everything, so I'll do it some justice and go ahead and go see it.
Yeah, so. I've never seen the old school Planet of the Apes. I saw the one with, what was it, Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, you know what? I don't even think I saw that
one. I saw that one. It was just kind of crappy a little.
Yeah, I wouldn't go see that because I felt like it was going to be crappy.
But they said this one wasn't bad. With crazy eyes, James Franco, who always looks like he's doing meth.
Yeah.
I always think he looks like he's doing meth because for some maybe reason. He is. No, shut up. But I found some news. I don't even know if you've seen this news.
No, I didn't.
Doctor Strange is actually coming to the big screen. Ooh. And I know a lot of you have no idea who Doctor Strange is.
Well, won't you enlighten us?
I will. Doctor Strange is a doctor of the occult in the Marvel Universe. He really is the one that dealt with all the magic and the demons and everything that happened in the Marvel Universe. So when anything of the occult nature happened, everybody always called Doctor Strange.
Okay.
So he's coming to the big screen, which is odd because it's definitely not a big name. Like, most people have no idea who he is. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know who would be a good Doctor Strange who needs to
see.
You know, it's tough.
I think the reason they may have chose Doctor Strange is, you know, because, like you said, not a lot of people know about him. And so that way, that gives them some leeway to, you know, you know, not saying they're going to go away from the comic or anything like that, but that there's not a lot of pressure, you know? Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's true. There's not much pressure, but I'm worried that people might not want to go see it and that it'll do badly. And that they'll say, oh, well, we took our chance. We're just going to stick to regular characters from now on.
Right. There was a movie that people didn't know was a comic book movie. Oh, it was Green Lantern. Your family didn't know that Green Lantern was a comic book character.
Dad did. Because he said he used to read them.
Right, but some people, we didn't know there was a comic book movie. Like, yeah, it totally was.
Yeah, it's one of the big players in the
maybe
DC
it wasn't
universe.
Green Lantern. I don't know.
I think it was something else, because he's a big player.
Well, it was your sisters that said it. It wasn't your dad.
They just know Spider-Man and Batman.
Speaking of Spider-Man. The new Ultimate Spider-Man was unveiled this past week.
And we have a link in the show notes and wait till you see him.
He is a man of color.
Yes, he is half African American, half Hispanic.
Yes, he is. And we haven't read the comic yet. We did get the comic and I didn't get a chance to read it because I just didn't feel like reading it.
I have read it.
Okay. So is it true that what Dan has said?
What?
Is there more of a surprise than outside of him being half Hispanic, half black?
Not in that one. Well, the Ultimate Spider-Man 1 we don't have.
Okay, so it's supposed to be an Ultimate Spider-Man 1.
I read the Ultimate Fallout number 4.
Right. So anyway, we have him. We have a new Ultimate Spider-Man. This is not the Spider-Man, but this is in the Ultimate Universe, which is another universe in Marvel. And this gives them a little leeway to play along,
right,
and, you know, and do some stuff that they want to do. Some of you that may not know in the comic book world, the Ultimate Spider-Man, you know, Peter Parker, he died, you know, in 3.
And he's supposed to stay dead, but you know how they are about comic book characters.
Well, this is the Ultimate Universe.
I know, but they always bring people back.
Yeah. If it doesn't work out, I'm pretty sure they're going to work out a way to bring them back.
But I haven't.
We're sorry that half black, half Hispanic guys aren't going to work out for us. We got to figure out a way to bring Peter back.
No one is upset about him being black. I've never heard anybody.
No, and a lot of people were actually upset because they felt like Marvel was, you know, oh, look at us. We got a black, half black, half Hispanic Spider-Man.
And you know what? They kind of are, but I don't care.
Right. And I mean, but one, because one, they're a business, you know, so they're going to make make a big deal of whatever.
Of course. I mean, they would be crazy not to make a big deal about this.
Right, right.
So I mean, they're going to make a lot of money off of it. Well,
I know they're going to make at least $10 off of us, you know, because, I mean, we're curious.
Yeah, yeah. So, I am, because this is the first African-American Batman. I mean...
Spider-Man.
Well, they definitely need African Batman. That would be B.A.
I know. Isn't his name Black Panther?
They're coming with the Black Panther movie. Can't wait, eventually.
Right.
But, so... Spider-Man, check it out. Go to your local comic book store. Support your local comic book store.
Yeah, and it's guys. Ultimate Fallout 4, right?
Yes, that's when it kind of starts.
That's when it starts.
I think it started before that in the Ultimate Fallout series.
No one knew the new
Spider-Man. No one knew what he looked like until Ultimate Fallout 4.
But now
they know his name. They know a little bit of his background.
Right.
So, check it out.
Yep.
It's a good deal.
Ultimate Spider-Man.
Speaking of comic books, I decided to try out the comic book software called Collectors with a Z.
Right. And you talked about this on a couple of shows back.
Right. I talked about it, but I didn't try it out yet. Right. I was kind of waiting. I thought I was going to wait until I had read through my back issues.
And then
Jay was like, why are you going to wait? I said, I'm going to just go and do it now.
You know what? I'm going to download and just use it.
And then I was like, no, I want to do it. So that prompted me to download it and to upload it. It will be easier when I have all my comics, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a big stack of a series.
Right.
But it's not that hard to enter. You can search by name of the series, uh-huh. and it gives you all the series for that character. And once you put one comic from that series, it highlights it in blue so you can easily find it again.
Nice.
Which is nice. And then, or you can just enter the barcode number on the back,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. Because then, you know, you can just use that.
Yeah, if someone's really fast at the keypad or something like that.
Yeah, and there's actually a scanner you can purchase to help, but I don't have that many comics.
Right. And so don't they have an iPhone app too?
Yep, they have an iPhone app and they have a wish list category, and so I'm gonna buy the full version probably. I'm gonna play with the trial for a little bit.
Right.
And I think I'm gonna try out the standard version. The standard version is $29.99, but they give you a $5 coupon when you try the trial version. So it'll be $24.99.
Huh?
Did you see that quick math I did?
Yeah. So, but they did send you. Actually, I wasn't listening.
I know you weren't.
Because actually, you can you can actually use our iPhones to scan.
Oh, we can?
Yeah, but that's the app interesting. And it does it over Wi-Fi. Wow. See, I'm going to buy this.
You're going to buy the app? How much is the app?
$7.99.
Really? It's expensive.
Hey, the scanner itself.
You don't even need a scanner, though.
The swiping scanner is $19.95.
But Jay, we don't need the scanner.
Babe, you don't even have to type them in. You can just...
But Jay, it's not a big deal for me to type it in, though.
But that would be so cool.
Okay, you want it for the cool factor.
I do.
You don't even need it. You just want it because it's cool.
Man, that'd be cool. And then also because... I want to see how once we get it purchased and everything, because you can share the license on two PCs that we have a backup copy, you know, on my PC.
Yep.
So
I'll be reporting more on that. Maybe not next show, but definitely the next show.
Oh, yeah.
I would have purchased the standard version by then.
That is really, really cool.
Collectors with a Z. There is a link in the show notes.
And they actually do movies, books, and...
Yep.
DVDs.
They have lots of different categories.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So if you have a huge music collection, I don't know who uses CDs anymore, but if you have a huge CD collection, you know, you can use it to do that or books or whatever. So
yep.
It's nice.
So we played a little bit of World of Warcraft this weekend.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yep. You know, we continue on doing our raft, our refer a friend that, you know, we talked about when Kim was on the show.
What level are we up to now?
63, 64.
We are going right along.
Yeah. So we have like 6 more levels to cap out with the account that I'm using. So
then are we going to immediately start on yours?
I don't know. Depending how I feel. I mean, because with being on Winterhoof, it is kind of lonely over there.
You're lonely on Winterhoof? Yeah. Oh, do you want to go back to our regular accounts and play for a while before you start, before I buy mine and you start on yours?
Yeah, probably. We'll see how it goes. I mean, we're having fun regardless, you know?
Yep. So, I'm having fun healing on my paladin. Yeah. And it's actually easy. It's super easy. And I thought it would get harder, but it's not that much harder.
Right.
So, yeah, Shines, I'm still doubting how hard your job is. But I have fun with it, though.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And then there's, let's see, what else? Oh, something big happened in WoW.
Oh, what's that?
There was a big in-game wedding.
Oh, yeah. Sophia and Mathanug, or Mathug.
Man Thug. I call him Mathana Thug.
I call him Man Thug.
They had an in-game wedding, and not just any in-game wedding.
It was in Stormwind.
Oh, and for those of you all don't know, we are Horde. Stormwind is Alliance. Let's just say the guards and the other people playing that faction don't take kindly to you being in their city.
Right. Let's just say it's like me going to have a wedding at I can't think of a way to say it that won't offend anybody.
They won't. Sorry. you're just bound to offend someone
So that's like if Russia had a wedding in America back in the Cold War days. There you go. Cold War is over and all that good stuff.
So you don't offend anybody.
Yep. So that's just like Russia just coming over here and like, we're going to have a wedding at the White House.
But we had at least 100 people to help defend the wedding party, which was, I think it was 100 people. I'm probably exaggerating, but it felt like 100 people.
I think there were three or four raid groups. So that was 120.
120 people who were like, we managed to port in to the cathedral. And so from there, everybody ported in and they held everybody off from coming into the cathedral. So then the wedding party ported in and that looks so cute. I'll post a picture in the show notes.
I know, I was looking good too.
They had the wedding there and it was great. It was and we didn't have anybody to bother us during the whole ceremony.
Yeah, we had a couple.
Not a couple, but they got shot down really quick.
Yeah.
And there were some Alliance who didn't want to flag. They were there and they were just watching, which is nice.
Right.
So, and after that, we had an after party.
Oh, yeah. And DJ Cowboy was on the scene.
Yeah. He was DJing some tunes. He did a great job.
Yeah. I think people were surprised when I busted out Nirvana, though.
Yeah. There were, people were dancing. And it sounds so funny saying in World of Warcraft we were dancing, but everybody was dancing. There were fireworks. There was a contest to see who could jump from the diving board to the hot tub.
And then there was the first dance of the couple.
Yeah, that was good.
They danced the Dave Matthews Band, You and Me.
Yeah, it was just a fun thing.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just a good natured fun thing. And yeah, so it was
good hanging out and vent with everybody and just chilling out and listening to music. You know, some people heard some music that they never heard before.
They're
you
like, know, like I'm Adele. Going to get this, you know.
Right.
So I had fun with my WoW peeps from the AIE in there.
Yep, exactly.
And we played a little bit in Clan of Darkness. And it was fun hanging out
and,
with them.
I hit 80 on my hunter today.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's awesome. So now to 85, which you're dreading?
A little bit. You know, like I said to you personally off the podcast, is Wrath is my favorite expansion of World of Warcraft outside of, you know, our time in the Grand and stuff like that. I mean, I had a good time in Wrath. I think it's just a lot of memories, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, Cataclysm went by so fast that, you know, I think that's what happened. I think because, I don't know. It was just really fast for me. So maybe I enjoyed this time with the hunter. So I'm going to, you know, see how it goes.
Awesome.
We pre-ordered something, didn't we?
Yeah, we pre-ordered a new game. It's called From Dust.
From Dust.
$15 on the Steam store.
Right.
And it's, it, It's a God game, and I like God games. Like, have you played a lot of God games?
I played Black and White too.
Yep. Black and White was fun. I like God games.
But yeah. I got to a point in Black and White where I was just throwing the people around.
Yeah, that's because you're mean.
Well, I mean, because I was kind of like, oh, I got to go build this boat or got to do something over here. And I was like, eh, I'm tired. And I started just throwing the people around.
So in this game, nature is the main character, kind of. So you're the one that uses nature to shape the world. You know, you use a wildfire, tsunamis, you'll control all that to shape how the world is.
Right.
And I think some people played the demo, and I don't think they were too impressed.
Really?
Yeah, I think some people said that it was kind of okay. But I'm going to try it anyway.
I don't like that. Who said that?
Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember.
Was it reviews or was it somebody asking?
It was somebody on Twitter.
Mm.
I don't know. So we'll see. But if it's not good, it's not good. But
you sure they weren't talking about Star Wars?
No. I'm not talking about Star Wars. They're talking about From Dust. But
it's only $15.
It's only $15. So if it's not good, we'll, chalk it up to oh well.
Oh well. And with that?
The fridge is not prepared.
It is the time of the night. Well, we're going to be talking about what, babe?
Food.
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 Ah.
So, I didn't make a new recipe this week at all.
What? You're not going to name the song like you like to?
Oh.
Who are we listening to tonight?
See, you got to prompt me.
Oh, okay, I'm prompting you. Who are we listening to tonight?
Poem, Op 41, number 6. Budapest Strings.
Ah.
So, I didn't make a new recipe tonight, this week. I don't know why. I just got distracted with everything else.
Well, I mean, it's push week for you. You know, it's coming up.
Yeah, I don't know.
This week was, I don't know. Maybe it was my own call. I mean, I don't know. It was just one of those weird weeks where it was just kind of chill out. Well, the week before you did like 3 recipes.
I know, but now I only did 1 and it was a redo.
Right.
So I had to redo mashed potato pizza. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I love the mashed potato pizza appetizer they have at Uno's.
Right.
I have no more Uno's near me because Uno's must hate me. So I don't get it anymore. So the first time I made it with the refrigerated pizza dough. It wasn't that good. We ended up throwing most of it out.
Yeah.
And then, so I decided to try it with, the pizza dough that's already made.
Right.
And they were out of the regular size, so I got little minis.
And that actually worked out great.
Yep. So I got little mini pizzas, and I made like 3 mini pizzas with mashed potato pizza on it. It turned out pretty good.
Yeah, I really liked it.
It was really a lot of mashed potatoes.
They were really hot.
I might lower the level of mashed potatoes next time.
Well, I mean, it's not like you made the mashed potatoes from scratch.
I know.
And it's not like the mashed potatoes, the Idahoans, were like $3 each.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's fine when we have some left over, and we can just,
All right, so I like when I perfect... When I perfect.
I love when you do that.
When I do what?
Like, you don't even acknowledge what I just said.
What? Yes, you're right. So, I'm glad when a recipe, I can make it better. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm letting you do that. Yeah.
What?
I'm just like, you just run it.
Run what?
Just run this whole section. I'm not even going to acknowledge anything you say.
I'm
gonna be like,
Are you just gonna ignore me after I say something?
I'm just gonna talk when you ask me a question.
Shut up. Well, then if you do that, it's not really a podcast.
I know.
Anyway, so we went to eat somewhere. Where did we go eat, Jay?
Oh, we went to go to Lonnie's Best Taste of Chicago, and we had drove by this restaurant like 3 or 4 times, and we were like, every time we go by, we'll say, man. We want that. We want to go there. And so Saturday morning, we went there. And it was great.
Yeah, like I saw the reviews on Urban Spoon and everybody was saying, this isn't Chicago, but it's the best you can get. I was like, what? This is the best thing you can get next to Chicago food?
Oh, yeah.
We're trying that. So.
Oh, yeah. So it was pretty good. On Wednesdays, they have Soul Food Wednesdays.
And we didn't get a chance to ask what they had because they were too busy. It was so funny. We pulled up and we were the second car there. And the first car was a black Bentley.
Yes, a Bentley.
I was like, what? And this is like a little hole in the wall.
Yep.
And as we walked in, there was an older guy with his rich slip-on shoes.
And his shorts.
And his Nantucket t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he was eating some Lonnie's.
Yeah, he was eating some Lonnie's and reading the paper.
So it was great. And it got really busy after a while. It's like people just kept pouring in. And I had a gyro. That's how you really say it. It's not gyro. Gyro. Even though everybody was saying gyro.
It's not gyro.
It's a gyro.
Gyro.
Gyro. And it was good. It had tons of the tzatziki sauce, which I love.
Yes.
So the meat was great.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. What did you have?
I had the a Vienna beef, Vienna beef hot dog, a jumbo, which is it was Chicago style with tomatoes and the peppers on it. And also because I was hungry, I got what was the other one? I got a Polish dog also.
Italian, right?
Yeah, Italian Polish dog, and it was good. Both of them were great.
They look good, but I'm a little more conservative when it comes to my hot dogs.
Right.
I like my dogs, you know.
I love hot dogs.
Plain, kind of.
I just love hot dogs, you know.
And then we shared a pastry puff, which, I mean, they don't actually make pizza puff. They don't actually make those there, but man, I don't know who makes them, but they're so good.
I know.
It's just like this pastry, and it's filled with pizza sauce and Italian sausage, and oh, it's so good.
Amazing.
It was really good. Amazing. I don't know where they get them from, but
you
I would like
to find
some.
Out.
You need to find out. So, and then, we read, we had happened to stop watching one of our shows on the DVR and the news was on.
Right. And they were showing this restaurant that where people were using iPads to order, you know, and we were like, wow, is that in Louisville? You know, and it was called Dough. As in, it's a artistic type restaurant, and it has, you know, the D is the shape of a musical note, and it's D O, and it's for do, like do re mi.
Yeah, and I thought it was do until Jay was like, no, it's do, like do re mi, and then I felt really dumb.
No, then, I thought it was do too until I went to their website and they said do.
And it looks so modern and trendy. I was like, I bet the prices are like sky high.
And they're not.
They're not, which was odd. I was like, okay. Okay.
Right, so we found out that they actually are not in Louisville, but they are in Atlanta. And so our plan is to make reservations. Yes, you heard it. Make reservations to go there when we go to Dragon Con.
I've never made reservations anywhere.
Never?
Never. I've never made reservations anywhere.
Huh.
This will be my first place where I've had to make reservations anywhere. So
interesting.
I'm not used to the swanky stuff. So it looks so they're only open Thursday through Friday.
Thursday through Saturday.
So, 3 days out of the week. So, yeah, we are definitely making reservations tomorrow. We're going with my older sister.
Right.
And it's going to be a blast.
Yep.
When we have the link to their website. Jasmine Guy was there.
I know.
Speaking of Jasmine Guy, I might as well tell you this on the podcast.
What's that?
I was talking to my sister earlier, and she said that she was getting her nails done with her mentee, because she does the big brother, big sister.
Right.
And she was sitting there, and this woman walked in, and she was like, huh, she looks kind of familiar. She was just sitting there, and the woman came and sat beside her, and she was with like an 11-year-old girl, and she heard someone whisper, that's Jasmine Guy. And she was like, really? And so she took out her iPhone with the IMDb, looked over and said, huh, that is Jasmine Guy. So Deidre got her nails done sitting beside Jasmine Guy. I was like, did you ask her to take a picture? She was like, no, she was with her daughter. I'm like, but it's Jasmine Guy.
I mean, did she at least say hi?
No. She didn't say anything to her. I think because she was with her daughter and she didn't want to disturb her.
Right.
But I would have had to say something. I mean, Jasmine Guy. But for those of y'all who don't know Jasmine Guy, IMDb her. She was on A Different World, which was a great show when I was younger, and
right.
She is also on a great show that I love called Dead Like Me.
Yep.
So I would have had to say something if I was. So I was like, I have to tell Jay, but then I forgot.
Oh, so was that recently?
Yeah, I was talking to her earlier today. It was like right before I came home, and I totally forgot to tell you.
Cool.
So, we haven't tried this week. Yeah. This is like the first out of like in like a month we've had to try this. But nice. We haven't tried this. And I'll explain when I come back.
All right. So, we will be back. And we're back.
Hey, guys. We're back. Welcome back. I guess I'm saying welcome back to you, I guess, because they didn't ever leave.
Yeah.
This week's try this is something I pulled out of my butt. Oh. But it's not really something I pulled out of my butt. But actually, we were joking with our good friend Alex, a.k.a. Putinki, about tea.
Right.
And he mentioned, well, or you can just take lemonade and then put a tea bag in it. And I was like, I wonder how that tastes.
Right. And we thought he was serious when he said that, didn't you? And I mean, I would have. You didn't?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, somebody took him serious because he said that he was joking.
Oh.
Well, somebody took him serious. I know I did. You know. I don't know if it was. But I didn't reply back. But hey, that sounds legit. So what we have?
So I took some lemonade from the store. Heated it up, steeped the iced tea bag in it, and I'm apprehensive. I don't know how it's going to taste. It could be great. It could be gross.
So
I should go first if it's gross.
Here we go. We're going to, Renee is going to try her lemonade tea that she, you know, heated up in the microwave, added a tea bag to it, and trying it out now. So how is it, babe?
Not bad, but it'd be better with real lemonade. It has like a weird taste.
So what lemonade? What is this?
Oh, it's just regular off-brand lemonade. But
see, oh, did you hear me slurp?
Yes.
Oh god.
At first taste, it's not bad, but then it has like a weird taste at the end, which I think is, I don't know if it's the quality of the lemonade, but it tastes like hot tea.
Right.
So, I think if I got, like, but then, you know, I might have just make hot tea. But
right.
Maybe if I added some sugar to it, it'd be really good.
So, was that lemonade or lemon juice?
Lemonade.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you just do lemon juice, it's not sweet at all. I took lemonade, just Kroger, I mean, Walmart brand.
Okay.
And heated it up, added an iced tea bag.
I don't know.
Do you like it?
I mean, it tastes like...
Does it taste like hot tea?
Tastes like hot tea.
That's good.
With a swig of lemon.
That's good.
I mean, so I don't know...
It's quick hot tea without having to worry about trying to get... Adding all the sugar. It's already added. It's quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just lazy.
I wonder if we could get, like, the real freshly squeezed lemonade like you were saying.
And then try it?
Yeah.
I bet it'd be really good.
Hmm.
So I just wanted to try it, you know, and that's what I kind of like to try this to be. Just a quick little try it and like it, don't like it, but it's usually something really cheap. I don't have to worry about wasting a lot of money. Thanks for trying my try this.
Hey, it was great. It was better than not the Vegemite, but the Marmite.
Oh, definitely. Right. And I guess we'll be back.
This won't take long, babe. I love you.
Love you too.
All right.
Didn't take long.
I told you it wouldn't take long. You know, we gotta keep this train moving. So let's. All right. Hey, man, we made an hour and I haven't got paged yet. So.
Okay.
I'm not pressing my luck.
Okay.
So, we're
going to move on to odds and ends.
No, we don't have to speed up like that. But
odds and ends. We're going to talk about odds and ends. Are you ready?
So, a few days, probably like last week before our last podcast, we had our friend Alachia. Actually, people didn't know that she was viewing. She had a private viewing of us during the podcast.
Yeah.
Did they?
No. We didn't mention it. She mentioned it on her podcast. But right. yeah, she was actually watching us while we did our podcast last week.
Right.
And so. It was great because I loved making her smile.
Right.
Like, I could, like, see her smile and everything. She right. was on Google Hangouts, so.
So, I mean, it's kind of cool because that may open up something where we may actually do some of our podcasts live. You know, I don't know how you feel about that, but.
I wouldn't mind. I don't know how everybody else would feel about it.
Right, right. So, one of the things that, bringing Alachi up, one of the things that she does on her, Flickr site is that she does 365 photos where she takes a picture of herself every day and she uploads it, you know, and shares it. And she had made a comment that she wished more people did the same thing. And then Renee and I, we were like, huh?
No, you urged me to do it.
Well, yeah, I guess. I was like, we got these nice new, you know, we got these nice cameras on here and everything that we got for Google Plus and everything. So, you know, why not? You know, why not go ahead and start doing the 365, you know? And we started one.
Yeah, and at first, you know, I was like, okay, it's going to be boring, just 365 pictures every day of myself over and over, but I'm finding ways to make it fun, that it's different every day, you right. know?
I need to find a way to make mine fun. Well, I kind of had a good one today.
Yours is fun.
Even though it wasn't good.
Yours are different. They're fun.
Yeah, you know, it took a day like this to make it different, you know?
So,
I think you should put the links to our sets out there.
I will put the links to our sets so you can check them out. And if you're on Flickr, friend us.
Cause yeah.
I am trying to do better about uploading things.
Right.
So,
yeah, I upload
check
a lot.
Check me out.
I upload a lot because I use my Flickr for my Twitter also.
What are you, 85 years old?
I use it for my tweeter.
For your tweeter. So, 365, it's a good project. I think it'd be good to look back on. At my first one and be like, man, that was a year ago.
Make it to the 365 link, babe. So they can go straight to that
one. Oh, okay.
So they don't have to look around.
They don't have to look at the feed, the whole feed. Yep. You could have told me that later.
Oh, okay.
Ah, you're pointing out.
Podcast of the week.
How do you do that? So you point out my inconsistencies.
What inconsistencies?
Failures. Point out my failure for not putting the right link.
Okay, I'll I'm gonna cut that out.
No, I'm kidding.
It's no, it's too late.
Don't cut it out.
I'm cutting it out.
You're not.
Of course, we're gonna do it again. We're gonna do the podcast.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Don't cut it out.
I'm cutting it out.
You're not.
Okay. Anyway, so what's the podcast of the week, B?
I chose the podcast of the week this week.
It is
The Morning Stream with Brian Ibbett and Scott Johnson, Team Gibbet.
Scott who?
Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Team Gibbet. What do you think I said?
I don't know. No. You said Scott's last name funny, I thought.
Yeah, I probably was in a hurry to say Team Gibbet.
Oh.
And I totally messed it up. So it's Team Gibbet.
All right.
And The Morning Stream is a morning podcast, the official morning podcast of the Frog Pants Network.
Right. So think like radio show.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a morning radio show, but it's better than a morning radio show, I think. And they talk about current news. They have different things going on every day. Like, Tuesdays is Nicole Spagnuolo comes on and she does her video recommendals.
Is that
Tuesday, I think.
I don't know.
And then Thursday, his sister comes on. It's Therapy Thursdays with Wendy Dunford.
Yeah.
Which is his sister. And it's just a fun kind of podcast. It's about an hour to 2 hours, depending on how much they talk. Sometimes 2.5 if it's really long. But
right.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
You can check them out. They do a live stream. It starts
9 or 10 Eastern.
9 Mountain Time. The only time that matters is what Scott says.
Well, no, I think this. Well, it has to be 10 then. So it has 8 Mountain Time.
The only time that matters. Yeah,
the only time that matters.
And
so that's
it's
9
10.
Eastern.
It's 10 Eastern. No, right. It's 10 Eastern.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said 9 Eastern.
No, I said 10 Eastern.
10 Eastern. Yeah, because Central.
I hate when you do that. You make me sit like I'm so inconsistent.
No, we were just talking there. So, you can check them out, frogpants.com/podcasts/TMS. They're also on iTunes.
The Morning Stream.
And, that's for obvious reasons. And you can reach them on Twitter, at Morning Stream.
Yep. All right. So we got some feedback.
We do. Do you want to read the feedback?
No, you can go ahead, babe.
Cowboy Ice Flow. After hearing you guys talk about collectors on at Valentine Blog, I'm actually going to try it out. Awesome, Chris. See, I'm trying it out too. So we're trying it out together.
Yep. So
let us know what you think. Yeah. I'm curious to see what somebody else's view on the software is, and I will definitely let you know what I think.
Right. Now I'm really curious to see how this iPhone app works.
The $7 iPhone app?
Yep. Hey man, that is like $12 cheaper than their regular scanner to work with it. Yeah. So,
that's true.
Hey, you know. But like Chris and like anybody else that would like to contact us, we just ask that you
contact us, damn it.
And how can they contact us?
You can email us. Email your recipes, feedback, ideas, or just to say hi at valentineblog@gmail.com. That's atvalentineblog@gmail.com. And you can also see our blog. The web address is @valentine.com.
The podcast Twitter feed is @ValentineBlog. That's @ValentineBlog. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That is TheCaoBoi. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Tweet me.
That is TheIceFlow. So that's another show in the can, babe.
In the can. What's the outro music? I want to know.
The outro music is Revenge, featuring The Flaming Lips by Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse.
I love Danger Mouse.
Yeah, so when we saw Crazy Stupid Love, they actually used a song in one part in the show.
They did. How come you didn't tell me?
I thought maybe you picked up on it. But,
no, I didn't.
Oh, okay. But they used it in the show, and I was like, you know what? I got that album. I'm actually gonna play that song because this is one of my favorite songs from the album. So we're gonna share it with you. And you all have a great week. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody. Be safe.
Bye. Just didn't